The Senate's AM in Every Vehicle Act continues to gain momentum with an additional 8 senators signing on as co-sponsors before the August break. That brings it to 27 co-sponsors, including 14 Republicans, 12 Democrats, and 1 independent. Senator Kevin Cramer of North Dakota was an early supporter and co-sponsor of the bill.
You know, I get it. The automobile industry, I get the whole technology thing. I get that there are apps that you can download on your pickup or your combine or whatever you're driving these days. But when it comes to the automobile, especially the automobile, AM radio is more important there than probably in any other application that there is.
He says in areas with a lot of open land, like his home state, it's even more important.
When you come from a place like North Dakota, where the weather is severe and the distances are great and the signals aren't always perfect and clearly your cell phone isn't always fully charged, AM radio is where it is.
And he points out there are no subscriptions or data plans needed.
It's free, first of all, by the way. I might also add that it is owned. The spectrum that AM radio rides on is owned by the taxpayers, and a big part of AM radio's value isn't just providing weather reports or the market reports, but providing safety information and emergency information. And so we need to keep AM radio in every vehicle in America forever, as far as I'm concerned.
Read more at MichiganAgToday.com. I'm Sabrina Halverson.